Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Aaliyah. I'm so happy that you decided to join me for Personal Hearts Radio, a person-to-person heart-to-heart radio show. It is 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, March 2nd. I hope you had a wonderful, fabulous February, and you are looking forward to a beautiful, even more fabulous March. These are the days when the Lord will show His glorious power in your life. We live an expectant life. We live an abundant life because our identity is hid in Christ. Jesus said we live and we move and we have our being. So we don't have to worry about keeping up with the Joneses. We don't have to worry about getting a better car every year because our identity, our life is hid with Christ. And it is by Him that we live. It is by Him that we say, God willing, we will do this or we will do that. And doesn't that make life so much more easier when you don't have to worry about what other people are thinking about, what other people are doing, or what other people think about you, when you can just say, my life, my identity is hid in Christ. Low self-esteem, get out. Depression, get out. Because I am hid in a winner, a victor. I am triumphant. And so if we see ourselves like that, as a person who is hid in Christ, taking on His characteristics, His love, His transformation, His being, there will be no room for anything else. Because as Christians, we are to be invisible, right? He is to increase. We are to decrease. We are to show the love of God, not only to people that love us back, but to people that could be mean to us, people that persecute us. Because those are the people that God wants to reach through you. Now, that's a whole different show that I may do next week about showing God in the workplace. Some of you can attest to that. So thank you again for tuning in and for archiving the shows. God really appreciates it. I really appreciate it. And as I said in my first show and in other shows, that this was brought about because, this show was brought about because I sought the will of God for my life. I said, Jesus, you know, I've done I wanted to do, but really it is what Christ wanted to do. As He was working in me, He was working in me behind the scenes. And so I want to open with a worship song, and we're going to open with Miracles, and I hope you like it. It's a great song. I'll be right back. Amen. See, I told you that you would enjoy that wonderful song. I believe in you. I believe in you. You are the God of miracles. That is an example, an illustration of godlike faith, of childlike faith, saying to Jesus, I believe in you, Lord. I believe in you. You are the God of miracles. Praise God. Thank you again for joining us at Personal Hearts Radio. And as I was saying in the beginning before the song, as you and I and others have sought the will of God for our lives, we can be in the perfect will of God. I asked the Lord what I should do. What is it that He wanted me to do? What was I destined for? And God told me that I was destined for, and this was after a couple weeks of seeking Him, actually a week, I apologize, of seeking Him, and He told me that I was supposed to be on the radio. And so here I am, launching this show, and I've been doing this for over a year now, so thank you for bearing with me in the beginning stages. Before I began to talk about other subjects God would lead me, our last show was by myself, I would start, and our foundation was the Word of God. And because I didn't receive a specific topic for this week's show, we are going to go back to that foundation. Of course, our foundation is always Christ, because that's where He is the source of wisdom and knowledge. Now, when I left off on February 27th, 2015, we talked about the three P's in preparation: belief, being repentant, and being baptized. We're going to start reading from John chapter 5, and believe with me, and I believe and know that all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit will manifest, because God's Word is alive, it's powerful, it's pregnant with revelation. Receive your healing. Receive faith. Receive prophecy in the name of Jesus. Receive discerning of spirits. Receive the gifts of tongues, working of miracles in the name of Jesus. Receive that word of knowledge. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, we're going to start in chapter 5. I have a personal preference for the King James Version, so if I read some things, words that may not sound familiar with you, just go along. It will all fall into place. I would have you know that this is a documented truth, that the New International Version actually has scriptures that have been removed out of that particular translation of the Bible. So I do not use that, because the Word of God specifically tells us not to remove anything from His holy book. So I do not use that translation for that simple fact of the adulteration of that translation of the NIV, and I just tend to stick to the King James Version. I know some of you may think there are other versions, but we're on the same page in regards to just reading the Bible. There are much more important things in our life and in our family than having a kabocle on what version of the Bible we should be reading. There are thousands upon thousands of people. There are approximately over 100,000 people that die per day, and many of those people are headed to the lake of fire. So let's focus our attention on what's more important. Forget about the petty things. See, as you become engrafted in Christ, as you become shaped into His identity, forgetting about your identity for a moment, just set your identity for the side and just allow yourself to be swallowed up in the love of Christ. Allow yourself to be seen with His identity and not yours. As you look and see through the eyes of Christ, the things that used to bother you, you know, your husband leaving the latrine, the toilet seat up. I like to call it the latrine, but most people call it the toilet. That's just a little rash for me, but, you know, as husbands leave the latrine or the toilet seat up, that's petty. Your children leaving, or even your husband leaving, or your wife leaving their socks, laying around their clothes, a trail of clothes leading to the bedroom. That could be problematic, but it's not major. It's not something that you want to end your marriage on. Money. Most divorces happen because of money problems. And yes, there are a lot of things going on in marriages, people having problems with drugs, gambling, and that's a big issue. For the most part, if your husband or wife is not in any destructive habits, gambling or such things, they just might have a spending problem. That could be overcome, and it's not something you want to leave your wife or your husband for. Money, remember, is not the issue. The Bible says the love of money, not money itself, the love of money is the root of all evil. And so, what is the real problem if money is a problem in your marriage? It's not the money. Money is just the love of money. Money is just a medium. It's the love of money. That's the root. So you always want to look when you have problems in your marriage. You always want to look at the root cause. A lot of, and this is where the Holy Spirit is leading me right now, a lot of people have been hurt in their childhood. And that is the root of your of the source of many of your problems. Not that you should see a hypnotherapist. No. Because you have living on the inside of you the greatest of the greatest hypnopsychologists, psychiatrists. His name is Jesus. Sit on your bed, go in your quiet time, and meditate on the fact that he has healed you of every mental disease, of every childhood trauma. Meditate on that and allow him to heal you, because medicine only goes so far, and that's when God steps in. We like, for those who have really strong faith, we have God take over our entire. But for those who, and it's not a sin to go to the doctor, it's totally not a sin. But when you've done that, when you've been there, allow God to go in the inner recesses of your soul and your spirit. Allow him to heal you and to take over. Allow Jesus to heal you. Allow him, say, Jesus, reach in the innermost part of my being, in my mind, in my heart, in my soul and spirit. Take out what the enemy has sown in me to cause bitterness and hatred and envy and any such thing that is causing me to be the opposite of what you want me to be, and heal me. I'm sorry for my sins. I repent for the way I treated my children, my husband, my wife, my coworkers, my friends. I know I'm the cause. Remember, saints, while you're busy telling God what you want him to change about somebody else, he's asking you, what can I change in you? What can he change in you? What can God do for you while you're praying for him to change someone else? Because the very things that you may want him to change in someone else, God very much might like. That's just part of that person's personality. That's just part of his own quirk, his or her own quirkiness, as some people call it. So what can Jesus change in you? What is it that's bothering you so much that you have to be that angry? Get in your bed. Get in your car, go to a park, go somewhere where you know you'll be alone, and talk to God about it. And ask him to heal you. then go back, tell your spouse or the one that you've hurt or offended after you've repented and ask God to heal you. Go back and gain your brother or your sister. Now, remember, your spouse is still your brother and your sister in Christ. They're still God's children. After you've done that, it depends on the level and the severity of the hurt. But God, if you allow Him, He will remove all of it. And someone is saying, I wish I could be happy. I wish that I could be whole. You can. Because Jesus said in His word that we are already complete in Christ. Jesus, when we came to Him and trusted Him, believing that the Father sent Jesus to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy the effects of sin, died on a rugged cross for you and for me, for all of us, shed His beautiful, precious blood to wipe away everything that we've ever done or think, so that we could live a prosperous, holy, simple and non-complicated life. Now, things will come at you to make your life complicated, and you totally have the strength to tackle those things. But I'm talking about right now is your inner healing that is causing you to react the way you react. You don't have to live that way anymore. You don't have to blame others. It's you. It's you. So when you recognize that it's God, that God wants to change you, and worry and be concerned about being a better person, the person that God wants you to be, the other person, their quirkiness or their habits may not bother you as much because you fulfill what God wanted you to do. And so I say this, and I say this to all. It's okay that you're different. It's okay that you're not like everybody else, because that's the way God made you. When I go to church, people comment that I dress kind of funky. I like to dress modern. I like to dress in my own creative style that the Holy Spirit has given me. I dress modestly, and I don't dress according to the world. But I do like to have fun with what I dress, kind of what people call creative or artsy. And you have to find out who you are and not be like someone else, because Jesus is the source of your happiness. He's the one that will complete you, not you being married or having a baby. Those things don't complete you, but they should add to your existence. You should be whole already. And if you're not, it's not too late. Ask God to make you whole. Because what they don't preach in churches, and what I have not heard, maybe I've heard once, when you step into a relationship with Christ, you are already whole. You are already 100% complete in Him. So a person should not make you whole. They should compliment you. So those who are seeking a spouse, ask God to send him to you. And you will know, and you will know, and you will know that he is for you. But for those who are in a relationship right now, ask yourself, as a Christian, I'm already complete in Christ. I'm already 100% whole. I don't need someone to complete me because Christ has completed me. Does this person add to me? Do they compliment me, or do they take away? When I decorate my home, the Holy Spirit gives me such wonderful art and ideas. And He gave me this. The Holy Spirit said, this is how you will know if this fits in your place. Just say, and I apply this to many aspects in my life. Does this add to my house, or does it take away? Does it add or take away? Kenneth Hagin said that a person should always add to another person's life and not take away. And I know I've said a lot of stuff here. I know I said a lot, but re-listen and re-listen to it because God is speaking to you. And I apologize we didn't get to read chapter 5, but God's will be done, not my will. Someone, this was for someone, you. Remember, you could be different and you could be okay with being different because that's who God made you. If you don't have a lot of friends, that may be the best thing. But you do have somebody. And his name is Jesus. And he loves you, and I love you. That's the end of our show today. Make sure to tune in on Wednesday, March 16th, 2016, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I look forward to sharing the heart of God with you. My Father, your Father, my King, Jesus, and my beautiful best friend, the Holy Spirit. You are protected, you are loved, and you are adored. If no one ever tells you that, I'm telling you, because I know it, and you are made in his image, and you are made for a purpose. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Have a beautifully blessed week.
The harvest for the days of you. You're coming soon.